there's a whole parade of flavors in Popeye's new Stars and Spice Super Box. 12 pieces of our fresh, never frozen New Orleans-style chicken. Plus, America's best red beans and rice. And 4 homemade buttermilk biscuits for only $10.99. All in a Popeye's crowd-pleasing Super Box. Chicken, red beans and rice, and biscuits, just $10.99 right now.
Love and chicken from Popeye's.
Yes, these are troubling times. The founder of Popeye's Chicken didn't go and died on me. Go tell it on the mountain. And some of y'all said you're not going to be able to go to work today. But I said, well, there's a will, there's a way. We gonna make it through somehow. Finger licking fried chicken. Go tell it on the mountain.
Over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
This week we gonna have to have a moment of silence. We ain't podcasting this week. We ain't podcasting this week. Brother Al Copeland has gone to that big chicken franchise. Yeah, you know that's some good chicken. That spicy chicken.
Sometimes it's too spicy.
That is some good chicken. Oh, but the best thing about Popeyes, is it the biscuits or is it the red beans and rice? Some of y'all said you ain't gonna be able to make it through. Some of y'all didn't know that Mr. Al Copeland had died. Fried them and died them. Fried chicken. Was it this year we had the fried chicken for Super Bowl? It was last year. It wasn't this one. It wasn't the New York Patriots. It was the one before. What else? Some good chicken and biscuits. I don't know nobody make no biscuits like Popeye chicken. Thank you, Brother Al, for that chicken. You know, I ain't never said nothing about Brother Al. I didn't even know Brother Al until he died. And that's why I say kiss the person sitting next to you. We gotta appreciate people when they here. I never knew the story of Brother Al. I never knew the story. He was inspired by KFC. Because he used to sell donuts. He was selling donuts and wasn't making all that much money. And he said, well, let me sell some chicken. But he knew the chicken had to be real spicy if it was going to be nicey. Oh, man. Okay, let's see. Is it the red? I love the red beans and rice. I love the biscuits. Remember the other day I told y'all about the Popeyes? And there was no writing board. So the Popeyes, the immigrants, was taking all the jobs in the kitchen. It was all Latinos behind the counter. And it was black folks out front. Remember I told you that? And I told you that when I drove up to the, I had never been to this drive-in right here. When I drove up, it smelled kind of stinky, like. Smelled kind of stinky. And I told you that day. I said, the red beans and rice be kind of stinking a little bit. But we sure be eating them. We sure be eating them. Well, there's a will, there's a way. We gonna make it through this somehow. We gonna make it through, but guess what? Luckily for us, Al wasn't working the grill. Okay, so the Popeyes in your restaurant, you ain't got to run out and start trying to stockpile the chicken that they didn't cooked up before the man died. You ain't got to do that, because Al wasn't working in the kitchen. So the Popeyes chicken gonna keep a frying. And we gonna keep a diet of high blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes, but we gonna be all right. I think that the grease from the chicken helps the blood go through your arteries better. When the last time you had a blood clot? You haven't. Did they put you on blood thinners? No, because that chicken grease. Oh, man, when you get the big thighs and it's got all that grease on there. Oh, man, you get to chew it like it's bubble gum. Oh, yes, sir. Your lips were dry at first, but not after eating this chicken because it's so finger-licking good. You know, years ago, I used to have on my page the background was some fried chicken. And they had said something about me on another podcast that why come my page background was fried chicken. And I'm going to tell you that if I can find that plate of chicken again, I'm going to put that fried chicken up. I'm going to put that fried chicken up for Brother Al. Now, a lot of people down in New Orleans have written 5-page stories on the man. Obviously, I'm not doing that. This is a very quiet, solemn day. Can we have 3 seconds of silence for Brother Al? Well, let me tell you a little bit about Al. They said Al was living lavish of y'all with this chicken fetish. Al was living lavish. Al died at 64. Go out and buy a little chicken today. You know what I'm saying? Pour out a little liquor when you eat that chicken. That's how we do in hip hop videos. When somebody die, you pour out a little liquor out that 40 ounce. You know what I mean? I don't drink, but I do eat. I do eat. Oh man, I need to go back and play Go Tell It on the Mountain. We can't do this episode without somebody singing Go Tell It on the Mountain. That Brother Al has passed. Oh, do you say you want to hear a Popeye's chicken commercial? You know, there's a video on YouTube that breaks all stereotypes that you have bequeathed on us. Is that the proper word? I don't know. In this particular YouTube video, you see a white individual open the refrigerator, and there's about 2-3 boxes of Popeye chicken in there. And what it says on the video, in the comments, it said on the description, it says, I'm warming up 3-day-old Popeyes. Still tastes good. And she ain't in the hood. We keeping it real. That's the girl that she gets the plate, a paper plate, puts it on the counter. She opens the refrigerator, got Popeyes, and some eggs. 2 boxes of Popeyes and some eggs. She puts it on the counter. She gets the other Popeye, the small one, where they keep the biscuits. She puts both of them on the counter. I'm watching it as we speak. As we speak. Let's see now. I see the hand open it up. She got, what she got there? A really big crusty. Was that a drumstick? No, that's the drumstick. The other one must have been a thigh. She got 2 thighs and 1 drumstick. Oh, yeah. And she goes to the box of biscuits. There's 3 biscuits in there, and she takes out 2. Is that a girl eating this? God damn. Because somebody called her a pig in the comments. And she goes over the stove and puts the chicken in there. 3 chickens and 2 biscuits. And she pushes the start on the microwave. She hits number 3 and she pushes the start and fast forward. And then you see the chicken just a spinning. Look at you grinning when I said that chicken was spinning. The chicken is spinning. She gets it out. Is this a girl eating it? I hope it's a dude eating this much chicken. Goodness gracious. There you go. 1 minute, 16 seconds. Now you in heaven. What is that right here? That singer girl, too, wrote, Popeyes is good with Chinese rice. Laugh out loud. Jay Sandidad wrote, excellent. I'm at home right now. It's about 3:26 a.m. and I'm hungry as rhymes with luck. When school starts, I'm skipping first block and busing straight to Church's Chicken and getting a 3-piece combo. Too bad there's no Popeyes in my area. Oh, that's what he wrote. There used to be 2 in Cochran, where he lived, Coquitlam, but they replaced it with Uckin Taco Time and Bunk and KFC. Up KFC, death to the colonel. Popeyes, Church's for life. Oh my God, this boy done said death to the colonel. He is mad at KFC. But I heard on Joe Madison this morning that KFC is going grill. Keep it real. KFC is about to start grilling the chicken. Oh yeah. And when I say grill, I'm not talking about the grill you got in your teeth that you just got for Christmas. Your diamond teeth that you put on before you go to the club. I'm talking about grilling it, like grill in the oven, safer bake cooking chicken without all that grease. Oh, and next guy wrote, you're a pig. Oh my God. Giga Branch wrote, dude, in the microwave, better cold or warm in the oven. Peace, love, and real Popeye hugs. And the person who was cooking it said, man, I wasn't about to mess with no oven. Are you serious? Cold? We are talking 3-day-old chicken. You see what I'm saying? Ain't nobody got time for no oven, man. Ain't nobody got time for no oven. What we got right here? We got a commercial from Nevada on that Popeyes. What we got right there? A commercial from Nevada representing that Popeyes chicken. But all y'all, now what I'm calling for is peace. I know some of y'all want to get rowdy, body, because you think the chicken about to stop being cooked.
Attention,
we
going to
be all right. We made it through
Las Vegas. Do you want a meal that'll please everyone in your family? Popeye's Chicken is the perfect place for fried chicken, hot buttermilk biscuits, and red beans and rice.
Get 3 pieces and a biscuit for only $2.49. Or get Popeye's Fryer's Dozen. Not 12, but 13 pieces of Popeye's Chicken for only $9.99.
Popeye's also has Cajun rice and our famous certified
Popeye's also has Cajun rice and our like a baker's dozen.
Or get Popeye's Fryer's Dozen. Not 12, but 13 pieces of Popeye's Chicken for only $9.99.
The biscuits look so pretty
that'll satisfy any taste. We have 2 award-winning locations on Bonanza Road to serve you and your family. Come visit us at Rancho
Las or our other Vegas location in Lamb. Go ahead with your bad self. Go ahead with your bad self. Love that chicken from Popeyes. Killing us since when did they invent Popeyes? Where was Popeye's invented? He opened the first one in 1972. Al Copeland, a hard-charging, high-living entrepreneur who built an empire on spicy fried chicken and fluffy white biscuits, died Sunday in Munich, Germany, of complications from cancer treatment. He was 64. Oh, but this other article that I originally saw told what kind of cancer he was, and I blame it on the chicken. What's this other article right here? This another article right here. It said, okay, Al Copeland, who became rich selling spicy fried chicken, and notorious for his flamboyant lifestyle, extravagant weddings, did all this off our chicken money, y'all be in the hood. Extravagant weddings, bitter divorces, and lawsuits over Christmas decorations, died Sunday at a clinic in Germany. Copeland was 64, had been diagnosed shortly before Thanksgiving. Listen to this, what he had. With a malignant salivary gland tumor. His spit glands that produce the spit, the saliva. And what is it when you eat something spicy? It makes your saliva glands produce saliva. Do you hear what I'm saying? He made this an extra spicy chicken, and he died of a salivary gland tumor. I think the two are connected. Now, what does it say right here? After growing up in New Orleans, Copeland sold his car at age 18 for enough money to open his own one-man donut shop. He quickly turned the shop into a moneymaker and went on to spend 10 modestly successful years in the donut business. And let me tell you something about donuts. The only place I get donuts from, if you ever invite me to your place, the only place I will eat donuts from is Krispy Kreme. I do not eat Dunkin' Donuts. If you work at Krispy Kreme, send me a coupon. Thank you. Okay. The opening of a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant in New Orleans in 1966, however, caught Copeland's eye, especially when he found it offered a shorter work day and about 4 times as much money per week as his donut shop. So look here, he was inspired by KFC. You know, they don't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore. Watch, go out to your place that you go to every day anyway, and look at the sign, and it would say KFC. It would not say Kentucky Fried Chicken, because somebody said that was not chicken. That's what somebody said. I'm not saying that. That's what somebody told me. Inspired by KFC's success, Copeland in 1971 used his donut profits to open a restaurant. What was it called? Chicken on the Run. So fast you get your chicken before you get your change. That was his little logo. Isn't that something right there? Look at that something. That is something. Hold up for a second right here. Hold up for a second. Hold up. Okay, now back to the story and all this greasy glory. So fast you get your chicken before you get your change. After 6 months, Chicken on the Run was short of the break-even point. In a last-ditch effort in the chicken business, he chose a spicier Louisiana Cajun-style recipe and reopened the restaurant under the name Popeye's Mighty Good Fried Chicken, after Popeye Doyle, Gene Hackman's character in the film The French Connection. The chain that grew from one restaurant became Popeye's Famous Fried Chicken. In its third week of operation, Copeland's revived chicken restaurant broke the profit barrier. Franchising began in 1976. So I was born in 75. I'm not connected. Now, please don't let nothing here be saying that Popeye opened up on March 9th. Because I don't want to be forever connected to Popeye's. I am forever connected to the greatest rapper of all times, Notorious B.I.G. He died on my birthday. I was in the Air Force and I remember standing there so sad. He died on my birthday, March 9th, okay? What is said now by Papa? I want to read about, they said he was getting into it with a lot of folks. He also started a cheesecake bistro and fire and ice restaurants and Al's Diversified Food and Seasonings, a line of specialty foods and spices for large national restaurant chains. Look at my voice is cracking up. I can't even talk right this morning, my boy. Hold up. No, I'm getting all choked up over brother Al, my pal. Oh gosh, March. Pete's gonna be on March tonight. In March 1989, Popeyes, then the third largest chicken chain, purchased Church Chicken, the second largest. Dog, wait a minute now. Popeyes was third largest. They bought out the second largest. The two chains operated separately. I never knew that Popeyes owned churches. Oh man, churches down in Birmingham, Church Chicken. Boy, we love Church Chicken. See, these other chicken restaurants, they don't have fried okra. Church's Chicken had fried okra. Oh man, Church's Chicken. Ricky Smiley, the comedian, he does a thing about Church's Chicken when he called Church's Chicken. Anyway, enough with the chicken. Eat more vegetables, please. Eat more vegetables, please. I'm just calling for everybody to remain peaceful. I know some of y'all want to get rowdy. Don't go out there taking to the streets, looting and things because this man died. I'm here to tell you, as an up-and-coming new black leader here on the African American Podcast, that things are going to be okay. The chicken is still being cooked. Don't take to the streets. I am asking that you all stay calm. I know you want some, but don't go out there acting all dumb. Stay calm. The chicken is still being cooked. Call if you don't feel, you don't believe me. You say, I know that they're going to stop making that chicken because Al is dead. He created it. I said, please, before you do anything irrational, call your local Popeyes. Call them and ask them, say, hey, are y'all going to be open? You know what I'm saying? We was planning on having some Popeyes for the 4th of July. We was going to have it this Sunday at Big Mama House. Call them and I believe that you will learn that the Popeyes is still going to be open. I know you're coping with the death of Brother Copeland, but if we going to be all right, Mama going to work it out. This man was, who was it he got into it with? He frequently made headlines away from his business empire. His hobbies included racing 50-foot powerboats, touring New Orleans in Rolls Royces and Lamborghini. And they try to act like we the only one to do this type of stuff. We the only ones that like to floss with rims and fancy cars. Touring New Orleans in Rolls Royces and Lamborghinis. And outfitting his Lake Pontchartrain house with lavish Christmas decorations. Including 500,000 lights and a three-story tall snowman. In 1983, Brother Copeland was sued by his neighbors to remove the Christmas light display, which he said cost about $50,000 a month in electricity. That $50,000, $1983, dog. The display attracted so many visitors, the street was blocked for hours every night. Neighbors said that they were held hostage in their own homes. 10 years later, Copeland made an unsuccessful bid for a Louisiana gambling license. They later testified that the man tried to bribe the governor to get the license. Oh, I'm getting choked up again. Hold up, I'm getting choked up. I'm getting so choked up. It's going to be all right. Mama going to work it out. Mama going to work it out. Wait a minute now. They bought Church's Chicken. Huh? The two chains operated separately, gave Copeland more than 2,000 locations. The church's purchase was heavily financed, however. An escalating debt forced Copeland to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection for the company in April of 91. I was still in Birmingham in 91 eating Church's Chicken. Why come nobody didn't tell me that Popeyes had bought out churches? Although Copeland lost both churches and Popeyes, that was just for being greedy. I'm not talking about eating greedy. Okay, I'm talking about, okay, this man was the number third largest, and then he gonna buy out the number two. They bigger than you, and you buying them out. Then he lost both of them. Ain't no chicken for nobody. He lost churches and Popeye. This is an interesting story here, because he started out poor. This just shows you where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. Now what happened? Keep continue, please. Although Copeland lost both churches and Popeyes in the bankruptcy, he retained the rights to some Popeyes products, which he manufactured through his diversified food and seasoning plants, along with a few Popeyes stores. And he got into it with a famous author. Copeland, let's see here, what is it right here? He tried to bribe the governor. Let's see, Copeland at an upscale restaurant, and a fight started involving. He got to fight. A fight started. He got to fight with a guy from another restaurant. Witnesses said that Copeland's then wife Jennifer, who was 6 months pregnant, was knocked to the ground during the fight, and both Copeland and his wife were hospitalized. Copeland and his third wife Luann were married at the New Orleans Museum of Art on Valentine's Day. As they left the ceremony, rose petals were tossed from a helicopter and fireworks exploded over the building. The original presiding judge of divorce, Ronald Bodenheimer, pleaded guilty to promising a custody deal favorable to Copeland. Look at that chicken money. Chicken money can buy you a lie. You never know. So, in return for a possible seafood contract and other benefits. Dog! Judge Bodenheimer got bought out with the hopes that he would be able to get a seafood contract. Oh, my word. Two Copeland associates and Bodenheimer went to federal prison. Dog, the judge went to prison for participating in the conspiracy. Copeland was never personally accused of participating in the scheme. This man was bad. That chicken money go a long way. Chicken money go a long way. Look at the comments. Somebody wrote, now I didn't say this. Sounds like the man was a real jerk, but I do love that Popeye's chicken. Ted Al wrote, I guess we'll have to admit, Al Copeland lived every day like it was his last. We'll miss him and his Christmas lights. I guess if you live in New Orleans, you know about the Christmas lights. I never heard any of this about this man. I probably would stop going. I'm not helping you buy no Lamborghini. And this is another story from NOLA.com, NewOrleans.com, where they said the money he earned led to public displays of opulence, such as speedboats kept in a glass-walled showroom along Interstate 10 when he wasn't racing them, a Lamborghini sports car parked outside his corporate headquarters, and, of course, the massive Christmas displays that require sheriff's deputies to direct traffic outside his Medea house. There were some over-the-top weddings with such touches as fireworks and a model of Cinderella's pumpkin coach. Oh, that's tight! I like Cinderella's pumpkin coach. These weddings ended in equally spectacular divorces. The divorce proceeding for his third wife wound up bringing down the original judge. Goodness gracious, we just read about that. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Not even bankruptcy, the result of buying church and fried chicken. Do you know churches? Do you have church chicken? Or is that just in the South? Stopped him. He didn't even stop when he went bankrupt. Although Mr. Copeland lost ownership of his chicken outlets, he retained control of the company, making a distinctive spice mixture. And he went on to open restaurants bearing his surname, as well as establishments featuring California cuisine, wrap sandwiches. Now, see, wraps are all the rage nowadays. Cheesecake and Asian fare. Now, he got into it with Anne Rice. Y'all know Anne Rice? She wrote that movie. When did the movie that Tom Cruise was in? I gotta go to Google. Anne Rice. What was that movie Tom Cruise was in? What was that Anne Rice book? Anne Rice. Welcome to AnneRice.com. Give me Anne Rice Wikipedia, please. I ain't got time to go to her .com. What was that book to Anne Rice? Look at Anne Rice. Let's see. Oh, she was born in New Orleans. That's why she got to fight with this man, the Popeyes man. She got to fight with the Popeyes man. Vampire Chronicles, yeah. And that was that movie with Tom Cruise? That vampire movie with Tom Cruise. Interview with a Vampire. She completed her first book, Interview with a Vampire, in 1973 and published it in 1976. Now see, this is when Popeyes was just being created. She published it in 76. This is when Popeye started. She got to fight with the man. The book would be the first in Rice's popular Vampire Chronicles series, which includes 1985's The Vampire Lestat and The Queen of the Dam, 88. Let's see here. And they made that movie, Interview with a Vampire. And they sure did. Let's see here. Okay, so Anne, go back. Anne got to fighting, the vampire lady got to fighting with the chicken man. Where is that story at right here? I got two stories. Oh, I got the Popeyes.com. Go to Popeyes.com and leave a message. I'm just playing. I did go to Popeyes and I read something. I did do about 4 minutes of research before I started talking. Go back. Popeyes. Okay, this is right here. What is it? Anne Rice. He got to fighting with Anne Rice, the lady that wrote all those books. Here it is right here. They say he had some very public feuds. He had a feud with a restaurant called Strayer on Charles Avenue. And they had a noisy public feud. I think that was a fight. Let's see. He had a public feud with novelist Anne Rice. They said Anne Rice used her voicemail message in a series of full-page advertisements in the Times Pekin. How you say that? Newspaper. That's the paper you heard a lot about during Katrina. Pekin. To attack the restaurant's decor. She just thought it looked too ugly. Which included... Oh, so this is one of the restaurants that he created. Okay, Straya. Straya. Look at here. Anne Rice, the author, was pissed about the way this junk looked. Took out four-page advertisement in the Times Pekin newspaper that we learned about in Katrina. Here's how the restaurant was decorated, brothers and sisters. They said the restaurant's decor, which included tasseled black curtains. Why would I want to go somewhere with some black curtains like I'm going to the freaking morgue? Tasseled black curtains and a pair of sleek black leopard sculptures flanking the entrance to the restroom area. This just sounds like stuff from New Jack City. Like, remember on Martin Lawrence when he did that episode where he was doing like New Jack City? That was great. And Martin had those stuffed Rottweiler dogs. Everybody had on black clothes. That's what it reminded me of. Oh man, the humble, this is what she said, the humblest flop shop on this strip of St. Charles Avenue has more dignity than Mr. Copeland's structure. One reason she felt so passionately about the building at 2001 St. Charles Avenue was that she said that the vampire Lestat, her dominant character, left her there before Strayer opened. After seeing his reflection in the window of what had been a Mercedes-Benz dealership, Rice also said she had planned to open a restaurant, Cafe Lestat, in a Magazine Street building she owned, but that never materialized. So she could have been hating. I don't know. She was trying to open a restaurant. That man opened a restaurant. I don't know if Anne Rice was hating it. You know, Anne, don't ask it. Don't tell I said it. Mr. Copeland's response to Anne was a full page. He also took out a full page ad, and the Times began. It was good humored, offering to treat her to dinner and to help her find Lestat. She sounds kind of crazy. He even spoke of launching a month-long Find Lestat promotion and dressing his staff like vampires. Oh, that's messed up. How insulting. He also filed a suit claiming that she had defamed him and that she violated fair trade laws because her comments were made in the context of a business competitor. Yeah, she was trying to open a freaking restaurant. See, I look at it different now, but we go in that you have learned the story of the man from Popeyes. Go out today and eat some chicken, and this time don't throw away the grill support. Eat all of it. Pay homage to the man. Eat all of it, because I don't like eating the part where it gets hard, but do that. Eat all of it. Don't let none of it go to waste, and probably even save these bones. You see what I'm saying? Because this is probably the last batch of chicken. The chicken you buy today is probably the last batch that was ordered from the factory while Brother Copeland was still alive. So say that chicken. You might be selling on eBay later on in life. I don't want you to be sad today. Please don't be sad. Remember the good times. Remember all the happiness that you've had, Super Bowl, weddings, all the happy times you had eating that spicy chicken. Ain't nothing like that spicy chicken. So I said, sometimes it's so spicy when you go to the bathroom later on, you're like, I can eat something spicy. What did I eat? When you go to the bathroom, it stay with you. It'll hit you later on. But I'm not going to get into that. We're going to keep it clean. And we just remembering the man. And I just said, you know, I may not be able to do no more shows this week. I might be in mourning about this here. And it's interesting that the week that the man that created this award, when he won a lot of awards too, for real, as the best chicken. If you go to Popeyes.com, he won a lot of awards. People rated Popeyes as the best chicken. I know people that eat Popeyes three to four times a week. I'm not lying. No, let me see. About three times a week. I have seen it where they eat Popeyes every other day. This ain't no Popeyes testimonial. I don't get nothing out of this. They ain't sponsoring me. I don't want them sending no bucket of chicken to my house because I mentioned them on my podcast. It ain't about that. It ain't about it, but you know that they got the best biscuits. You been riding in your car with the homie and y'all like, Popeyes got the best biscuits. Ask somebody today, say, who got the best chicken biscuits? Bang, fried chicken. Don't tell them the sad news. They say, who got the best biscuits? And you know they're going to say Popeyes. Now, one thing, now, if anybody that work at Popeyes listen to this show, and I'm not going to say, send me no Popeyes, I don't know, whatever. If anybody that's listening, they say, could y'all make some fried okra like church chicken? I'm going to sign out on that. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain.